Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise to say thank you for one more day. One more day that you have blessed us. One more day that you have commanded us to rise and to shine and to give you the glory. And so, Father God, this is what we do by faith and obedience with great joy and humility, Father, and submission to your will. Father God, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father, and we thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for cleansing us. We thank you for washing us. We thank you, Father God, for all of these things, God. Thank you. God, we don't know where we would be if you was not on our side, but Father God, you are here. And so we just love you. We love you that you're always here. You're always faithful. You're always present. Even when we can't feel you, you're present. Father God, we say thank you. We are just thankful, thankful, thankful. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, hallelujah, and we bless you, hallelujah, for helping us to continue to move forward, Father. We make no excuses. We just continue. We, as our Bishop Scott shared with us on yesterday, Father, we just walk it out. Thank you for helping us to walk it out. Thank you. Some days when we can't even walk, we still walking it out because we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, Father God, we commit this service into your hands. We pray that you and you alone will be glorified, you and you alone will be magnified, and you alone will be praised, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, God. Your people edified, and we know that your word will never, ever return into your void, but will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And this one more day, one more day, one more precious day that the Lord God has given unto us. And we embrace the gifts of this day. We say thank you for it. Father, TGIF, today God is first, and this is the day that the Lord God, he has made. Amen. And we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. I am your host on this morning, amen, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, Amen. Of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. If this is your first time with us, we greet you, we greet you, we greet you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. Hallelujah. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, giving God praise, glory, and honor. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this first time we call you visitors, second time we call you family, we call you friend. Amen. So please continue, amen, to move forward and come back and keep on coming back. Because guess what? God has helped us to come back every day for the last 11 years and 6 months. Amen. We're still here and we continue to keep on going. Amen. Hallelujah. Walking it out. Amen. Walking it out. That was an awesome word. Amen. If you missed yesterday, our Bishop Lawrence Williams. Amen. Hallelujah. It was a little attack. Amen. Guess what? But we can't be stopped. We can't be stopped. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're walking it out. We're walking it out. We're walking it out. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. Today, amen, we want to talk to you a little bit, amen, about one of the men of the Bible. And we have a couple birthdays that we want to celebrate, amen, on today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we want to say thank you, Jesus. Amen. So I reached out to our presenter on this morning. And they told me the phone was disconnected. I don't know. Guess they forgot to pay the phone bill. Woo! Let me tell you something about being a leader. Amen. If you're going to be a leader in God's kingdom, you know, unless you're walking in love, you can't do it. Love is required. Love is required. That's the first requirement. And even to be born again. To be born again, to be a Christian, love is required, but especially to be a leader. Okay, let me see something. Hey, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Give me 1 second. Hello? Okay, okay. Look like we might be okay. All right, look like we might be okay. So give me 1 second. All right, our presenter is here. All right, our presenter is here. All right, so give me 1 second, Saints. I have to give me 1 second. I'm about to introduce our speaker. Amen. In Jesus' name, I just need 1 second. Thank you for your patience. I'm going to pull her in right now so I can introduce her, and we'll get the word of God on this morning. Amen. All right. So we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Our presenter is here this morning, right on time. Amen. Hallelujah. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. She's come with a very interesting brother. Amen. In the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Our brother Apollos. Our brother Apollos. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for this great man. Amen. Of God. And we will, amen, be hearing from him. We pray you have your papers and pencils to take some notes on this morning. And to God be praised. Amen. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others. Amen. Our elder Valerie Carte. Amen. She's still a newlywed. Amen. And I think she got married last September. Amen. So it's not been quite a year yet. Amen. We want to thank God. She is an elder in the body of Christ. We want to thank God for her faithfulness in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. She loves the Lord. She loves God's people. Amen. She is a servant. Amen. She serves wherever, amen, is needed. Amen. Wherever she can put her hands to do whatever needs to be done, her mentality is to let's just get it done. Amen. She is a prayer warrior. Amen. She warfares. Amen. She knows how to do warfare. She's still learning warfare. Amen. And she's in it to win it. Amen. She's in it. She's a friend. Amen. Of this ministry. She is my dear friend. And she's your dear friend too. Amen. So at this time, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our elder Valerie Carte. amen, as she comes, amen, on this morning. Let us receive her for her grace, and let us receive her for her abilities in Jesus' name. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Elder Carte, amen. Are you there? Elder Carte? Elder Carter, we can't hear you. All right, hold on, saints. We're going to get together today. Father God, we bind every spirit of retaliation this morning. We bind every spirit of interference this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We refuse to be discouraged. We refuse to be discouraged. And your word shall go forth, even right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Elder Carte, are you there? All right, saints. Give me a second. We're going to work it out. We're going to work it out. Give me a second.
Hello, good morning.
Praise the Lord, amen. Yes, praise the Lord, amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here on this morning, amen. We're rebuking the enemy on today, and God's word will go forth. Amen, glory be to God. So I've already introduced you, amen, hallelujah. The floor is yours. If you can just give us one notch up on your volume, just one notch up.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, it's a lot better. Yes, thank you so much. And the floor is yours.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As you said, Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled because Jesus Christ is Lord. Good morning, each and everyone. I just want to give honor to you, Pastor Bradford. To the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the giver of our lives, to my husband, Gary Powell, who supports me in the work of the ministry, and to my prayer partners and friends that are joining us at this time and who will be joining us on the replay. Amen. Thank you for the prayer that goes forth, and I just decree so that the Lord, the Holy Spirit will increase it in me as I bring the introduction of Apollos to you. And my first question would be, who is Apollos? Who is Apollos? First of all, when I hear the word or the name Apollos, I think of Paul. And you don't hear much of Apollos in the Bible or in scriptures. So Apollos, he was a first century Jewish Christian. He is mentioned several times in the New Testament, and more so by Paul or through Paul's writing. Apollos plays an important role in the early development of the Church of Epaphras and in Corinth. Apollos is a person who offers an argument in defense of something. He is very controversial, and in this case you can call him an apologist. And who is an apologist? An apologist is a defender of what they believe in, a person who argues their case. And he reminds me of Paul, who once he found the truth, he defends the truth right through his very death. So that is who Apollos is. And I would say he is a shadow of Paul, because of his enthusiasm to the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And once he found out who Christ was, he took it and he ran with it. So that is who Apollos is. Apollos is described as eloquent, a mighty man in scripture. He is described as very fervent in spirit and instructed in the way of the Lord. Apollos, the name Apollos, Apollos and his work can be found in many, in a few of Paul's writing, Paul's book. And we first see here Apollos is mentioned in 1 Corinthians 1:12-13, and again, 1 Corinthians 3:6. Apollos travels through Asia and eventually found his way to Corinth, where in Corinthians 3:6, it says that Apollos, with his natural gift, had attracted a following among the church in Corinth, but simply admiration was growing into divestedness against Apollos' wishes. There was a faction of Corinth that claims him as their spiritual mentor to exclude Paul and Peter. Apollos did not like this at all. It is said that Apollos, he travels behind Paul. Wherever Paul goes, Apollos follows. And what I admire about Paul, like Jesus, it reminds me of Jesus and John the Baptist. When John the Baptist was spreading the word of God, was spreading repentance to the church, to the Jewish people, then Jesus came after John the Baptist. But Jesus and John the Baptist, apart from when John baptized Jesus, they never met. They went through their different ministry, preaching and teaching the gospel and baptizing each other, baptizing the believers. So it is with Paul and Apollos. Where Paul goes, Paul mentioned that where he waters, where Paul had sown, that Apollos watered where Paul had sown. In 1 Corinthians 1:12-13, it says, Christ is not, when Paul heard of Apollos being admired and referred to as their spiritual leader, immediately, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 12:13 that the church is not divided and it should not be so. Apollos is described as eloquent, mighty in scriptures, fervent in spirit, and instructed in the way of the Lord. He traveled to Ephesus, where he taught boldly in the synagogue. However, at that time, Apollos' understanding of the gospel was incomplete, since he was acquainted only with the baptism of John. This probably meant that Apollos preaches repentance, just like John, and faith in the Messiah. He maybe even believed that Jesus of Nazareth was the Messiah, but he did not know the full magnitude of Jesus' death, his resurrection. His death, his burial, or his resurrection. We heard of Aquila and Priscilla. They are friends of Paul. They also spent some time with Apollos, and it was that couple, Priscilla and Aquila, They were the one who educated Apollos upon the work of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ's ministry and the life of Jesus Christ himself. They filled in the gap in his understanding of Jesus Christ. Apollos is now equipped. He's armed with the complete message, and immediately he began to preach, preaching the ministry, and was used of God as an effective apologist in the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we said in Acts chapter 18 and 28, it says, "For he vigorously refuted his Jewish opponents in public debates, proving from Scripture that Jesus was the Messiah." He was an apologist. He debated those that comes up to him or will not accept Jesus Christ or try to say differently. Now he knows the truth. He preached the truth, and he preached the truth of Jesus Christ. Anyone who offers an argument, he does not back down from it. He defends the word of Jesus Christ, the ministry of Jesus Christ. That is who Apollos is. In Titus 3:13, we also see where Paul mentioned Apollos. The last mention of Apollos in the Bible comes in Paul's letter to Titus. Do everything you can to help Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way and see that they have everything they need. Obviously, Apollos was on his way through Crete where Titus was at this time, and just as obviously, Paul still considered Apollos to be a valuable co-laborer and friend in the ministry. We heard of Apollos again in 2 Peter 3 and 8. Apollos was a man of letters with a zeal for the Lord, just like Paul, and a talent for preaching. He labored in the Lord's work, aiding the ministry of the apostles, and faithfully building up the church. His life should encourage each and every one of us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to use our God-given gift to promote the truth. Now, there is some controversy as to what else does Apollos do other than preaching and teaching the word of God. Once he met and come to know who Jesus was. It is said that the book of Hebrews was authored by Apollos. Paul, we know, wrote Hebrews, but it is debated that Apollos is the one who wrote Hebrews. When Apollos eventually returned to Ephesus to serve the church there, it is very possible that he did, although there was no biblical confirmation of this detail. Also, some identified Apollos as the unknown author of the book of Hebrews. Again, there is no biblical support to this to identify the author, but the author of Hebrews remains unknown, and some said it's Paul. No other book was so eloquently defined in Christ as high priest of Christianity or superior to the Aaronic priesthood and the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. As we said earlier, that Apollos, he was very eloquent. He was very wordy, and that was what the book of Hebrews, that's how the book of Hebrews was written. The book of Hebrews presents Christ as the author and perfecter of our faith. And we find this in Hebrews 12 and 2. The overall composition and style of a person who is very sophisticated writer. And the writer of Hebrews specifically say that he was taught by an apostle. And we read earlier on that it was Paul the apostle who taught Apollos. Everywhere that Paul goes, Apollos follows. Martin Luther, a biblical scholar, he suggested that Apollos wrote Hebrews since he would have had the education the writer of this letter, Hebrews, must have. What is also known, and according to how Hebrews ended, it says, "Grace be with you." This is how Paul usually ended scriptures. Grace be with you. I thought about Minister Thurman. She always says, grace and peace, peace and grace. Grace be with you. So it was with Apollos. Even though Paul's signatures to the end of his letter is grace and peace, there is nothing wrong if Apollos says grace and peace. Remember now, Paul is a mentor for Apollos, so it is likely that he would say grace and peace. As with Minister Thurman, she says grace and peace, and we all say grace and peace. So that alone could not say it is Paul who wrote the Bible, and I believe that Apollos is the one who did so. Let us look at some famous saying in 1 Corinthians 3 and 6. We always say that one planted, one watered, but God gives the increase. This is found in 1 Corinthians 3 and 6. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. These are the words of Paul. Another famous saying, for while one said, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, we are ye not carnal? For while one said, I am of Paul, and another is of Apollos, are we not carnal? And another famous saying is John 1:21, and they ask him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. There were questions among the people. They want to know who is of Paul, who is of Apollos. As in John 1:21, the people were asking Jesus and John, are you Elias? Asking Jesus, are you John? Are you Elias? Should we look for another? So it is. Now, when Paul heard what was taking place, he had to address it. With God and the gospel, there is no division among us. And Paul addressed this in 1 Corinthians 1, 12 through 13. Christ is not divided, and neither should be us. Neither should be the church. We cannot love personality over truth. Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. And we should look to him for all things. Now I beseech you, 1 Corinthians 1, 12, 13. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the mind and in the same judgment. Know this, I say, that every one of you say, I am Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ. Christ is not divided. Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? And this is what I want to leave with you today. As we go about our different ministry, we are affiliated with different churches. We are no different from the other church. Just that we come together under different umbrella, but we all serve the same God. We all have the same mind of Christ. So we should not think of ourselves more highly than the other church or other believers, but that we all should come in the knowledge and the faith of Jesus Christ. We all should worship as believers in one, in unity, and this way we will be stronger in the work of the ministry. We are the body of Christ, the people, and we are all God's people. We are not divided, so the church should not be divided. And we should all pray for each other, be there for each other, not because they are not of our ministry, but this is what Christ would do. What would Christ do? We are all children of Jesus Christ, and he loves us just like how he loves the next person, or just like how he loves the next church. What he does not love is the things that are not pleasing unto him. He does not love the sin of the people. Whether you are an Adventist or a Church of God, a Baptist, whatever it is, he just does not love the sin of the people. But he loves when we come together and be one in unity. As the scripture says, united. When we are divided, we fall easily. When we come together in one strength, then we are more powerful. Another takeaway I want to leave with you is from 2 Peter 3, 8 and 9 and 3 and 18. But beloved, be not be ignorant of one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. This is where Peter was telling of the coming of Jesus Christ and what we are to look for. As believers, just remember that the day is coming when, even though we sleep, when we sleep, silently, then they said that Jesus will come like a thief in the night. So we just want to know that while we're looking, while we're waiting, some of us are saying, oh, I'm here 30 years, 50 years. I've heard my parents and grandparents talking about Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. Just remember that one day with the Lord is like 1,000 years for us. So let us watch and pray and look out for the coming of the Lord at all times. Let us not get caught up in the things of the world and be left behind. Not like the virgins, the seven wise virgins, the five wise virgins, and the foolish virgins. Let us all be prepared at all times, ready for the Savior. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but in long suffering towards us, not willing that any of us should perish, but that we all should come to repentance. And like John the Baptist, he preaches repentance. That's all he does. For those of us out there who do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, remember, God is not slack concerning his promise, but he's long-suffering towards us. There are times that we do things. We commit the worst sin that we can think about. But God is long-suffering towards us. And it's not his will that any of us should perish, but that we should come to know him as Lord and Savior. So take away, just remember that Jesus Christ, through his love and long-suffering for us, he's not willing that any of us should perish, but he gives us time, enough time, to repent of our sins and to come back to the fold. And my word to you is that you should grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And I leave with you my grace and my peace. That's what I have on Apollos for this morning. Back to you, Pastor Bradford.
Amen, 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 Elder Carte. Amen. I am so happy, amen, that we did not miss you on this morning. Amen, because you were definitely anointed, amen, to elaborate on Brother Apollos, and you did an excellent job. Much more than I could have done this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Because, you know, you were prepared to present. And so we want to thank God for you. Amen. And when we look at Brother Apollos, amen, we see he was a very eloquent preacher, just like Brother Paul. Amen. Just like you. Amen. Glory be to God. He had that zeal. Amen. Always had energy to do ministry, just like you, Elder Carte Powell. Amen. Hallelujah. And another thing about him, he was always learning, just like you.
Always learning.
Always learning. Some people want to, you know, it's like when you graduate from high school and you don't want to learn nothing else in life no more, you know, but he was ever learning. You know, we see people, amen, they are taking this class after that class, that Bible study after that Bible study, because you always learn it, amen, because there's so much to learn, and we never learn at all. So we see all of this in Brother Apollos, amen. One man plant, Brother Paul said, amen, hallelujah. Paul said, I planted, Apollos water, but God made it grow, amen. So it takes all of us working together, and I agree with you that he is the author of the book of Hebrews. I do agree with you. But one interesting thing we want to say, amen, before we acknowledge our birthdays for today, you said something about us, how we want to take one ministry over another. I thought that was very interesting because in this ministry here, we only have a handful of people that are actually members of the Life Word Jesus Church. We only have a handful of people, okay? Other people are partners. Other people come in, go out, okay? Glory be to God. But we want to thank God, amen. We want to thank God, amen, that we don't, amen, exert this ministry over your ministry. A lot of you already belong to another church. We're not trying to steal members, amen. I did hear from somebody. They want to officially take the right hand of fellowship with us, but we don't go after that. If the Holy Spirit leads you, come. But you know what I mean? And so we want to thank God that we're not, you know, trying to say our message is better than your pastor's message. And we hope that you feel, and we know that you feel that your church is not above our ministry, or else you wouldn't be here. See? And so, beloved, amen, what is all about? It's all about Christ.
Amen.
It's all about Christ. Amen. And so we want to thank God. Matter of fact, I was talking to Bishop Westfield, amen, and we was talking about that. I said, well, you know, we have a lot of partners here. A partner is someone who sows their time and sows their money, okay? We have a lot of partners. We have a lot of visitors, and we have a handful of members. But the thing is this. Number one, the Lord showed me last week that I'm raising leaders. That's part of my apostolic. Everybody under this ministry, amen, is a bona fide leader. And I have been, amen, appointed, amen, to groom, amen, with the Holy Ghost, amen. God is about to do something. God is already doing something. Amen. But if you're under this ministry, know that you've been called to leadership. Amen. That's, we just want you to know that. Amen. Hallelujah. But that was very, very interesting. Very interesting. And how, you know, the membership in this church, amen, because we all church, and the partnership, amen. But what? Amen. Hey, to God be praised. I think we have about maybe 20 churches represented in this ministry. And do I go around trying to beat up the other leaders and the pastors and the apostles? No. No. And I pray they don't do that to me. Amen. Glory be to God. But we're here for one reason. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. And we are affecting thousands of souls with our Facebook ministry, with this ministry. Thousands. Maybe more than that. We probably won't even find out till we get to heaven. Amen. But to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. So job well done. Well done as usual. Amen. We didn't expect anything less. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And your husband. Amen. Brother Powell. Now, we know that you are real estate extraordinaire. you've been in real estate for years and years and years. You know the industry well. You're a woman of integrity. You know the market. You know how to close a deal. You know how to sell a house. You know how to rent it out. You know the real estate market up and down. All right. You've been taught by the best. Amen. You've held your own. You're preparing for your brokerage to own your own office. So we're very proud of you. You know, through the thick and the thin, pandemic took a lot of people out of the real estate market. Amen. But you're still holding. Amen. That shows that you're true blood. Amen. So please take another minute, Elder Carte, let people know about your real estate, how they can contact you, and any other announcements you'd like to make. Amen. We want to give you the floor.
Thank you, Pastor Bradford. I you mentioned that I was taught by the best, and I just want to put it out there that you were my broker at one time. I was taught by you. So there you go. Pastor Bradford, raise up leaders. And yes, I am one of them. Not only in the ministry, but also in the real estate industry. I am now with Desmond Spencer Real Estate. That's located at 1825 Cheltenham Avenue. And I am pretty much growing in the industry. I've been in there for a while, and I'm preparing to be my own broker and to own the business for myself. So where the market is right now, we know it has been going real crazy, but the bubble is breaking right now. The interest rates are very high, but that is to stabilize the market. So those of you, don't let that deter you from buying. The prices of houses are going down slowly. So prepare yourself and be ready to own a piece of real estate. It is important. You might say that I don't need real estate. It's just one person or two person. What do I need a house for? It is an investment. It is something that you can leave for your inheritance. It's an inheritance that you can leave for your children and grandchildren. And even to the church. So it's not just a house that is sitting there. It's an investment that will be profitable to you in the late future. And it's nothing like owning your own home. There are grants out there right now. Everything is picking up after COVID. The city of Philadelphia is open up right now, giving grants again up to $10,000 to help with first-time home buyers. So just prepare yourself. We're looking for credit report rating or scores of 630 and up. Once you're in a job for at least 2 years and you have a little savings, then you can own a home or you can make an investment in your future. The number to reach me, I'm here as your real estate personnel. My telephone number is 215-767-7637. 215-767-7637. Or you could reach out to Pastor Bradford and she will point you to me. That's it, Pastor.
Thank you. And it'd be my pleasure to do so. Amen. So, beloved, amen. If you're looking for an investment property, isn't it nice to have somebody pay you rent every morning, every month? A lot of you renting. You know, when you rent, you pull money out the window every month. You pull money out the window every month. You have nothing to show for that. Now, really does have some advantages, but when you're ready, come on now. If you want to own some investment properties, wouldn't it be nice to own a little 4-unit? Get 4 rents every month. Ha! Sookie, hush your mouth. Huh? Those of you who want to upgrade, downgrade, Sister Valerie, Elder Valerie, to your pre-qualify you, let you know, amen, hook you up with the finance people, let you know what you qualify for before you get started. Amen?
Yeah.
So come on, reach out to her. Amen. And to God be praise and to God be glory. 215-767-7637. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you, my sister. Amen. And thank you so much. Amen. For serving so eloquently on our brother Apollos. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for this man of God. Amen. God bless you. Apollos reminds me of you. Amen. He reminds me. I said God giving me the right people to get to everybody to elaborate on. He definitely reminds me of you. Amen. That spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. That spirit that refuses to quit. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. God bless.
God bless you. All right. We have some birthdays. Now, we have 2 birthdays next week. Okay. So we're going to wait. Amen. For our elder Nadine. Amen. And our sister Debbie. We're going to wait. Amen. For them. But we do have a birthday today. And we have our brother Tyrone Reed. Amen. Hallelujah. His birthday was the 23rd. So, amen. I spoke to him. Some of you have. Amen. But we want to acknowledge our brother and our sister Olivia. Today is her birthday. Amen. So we want to, amen. Let's see if they're on the line. We want to give them some love. Amen. Sister Olivia, are you there on today? Are you there? Are you there, Sister Olivia? Okay. Give me 1 second. Brother Deacon-elect Tyrone Reed, are you there? Okay. Amen. The devil is a liar. There ain't nobody. Amen. Let me make sure my line is open. Okay. Sister Olivia or Brother Tyrone, are either one of you there? All right. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless be the name of the Lord. We don't know what's going on. I thought I saw some numbers. I thought I saw them on the line, but I don't hear anybody talking. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, I'm listening.
All right. Well, now we hear you. Now we hear you. Wake up, brother.
I'm listening.
Well, now we hear you, Brother Reed. Okay. We couldn't hear you before. Okay, is our sister Olivia on the line? All right. Well, we got one of the birthday people. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. So you know this. Amen. Let us do this. Let us go over here for 1 minute.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Happy birthday, Brother Tyrone Reed. Amen. Deacon Elect. Amen. You're such a man. Amen. Every day is your birthday because I'm telling you, you have a spirit of a warrior. I'm telling you, you are so unique. A man of strength, a man of honor, a man of humility, a man of generosity, a man of intelligence, a man of the spirit. I mean, just all good things. I mean, like, really all good things. I mean, like, really, if I want to be real honest this morning and say, okay, what's negative about Brother Reed? All right, come on. What's his weakness? I tell you the truth, I haven't found it yet. I'm not saying it don't exist. I'm saying I haven't found it yet. And I'm pretty good with picking up in the spirit. I ain't found it yet. And I ain't looking for it either. But what I'm saying is, amen, you are a blessing to the body of Christ. We are just so happy the day that our minister Nancy hooked up with our sister Joanne in the supermarket, invited her to the ministry. Amen. Sister Joanne has been a blessing. Then Sister Joanne brought you. Glory be to God. And we're still bringing in folks. Amen. And so you are a husband. You are a father, a grandfather, uncle. And we know that you're good. You know, you're well known in social works, the political field. Brother Reed, and so now we know why the enemy is fighting you the way he's fighting you, because you know you're so effective in the Lord's kingdom. You're allowing the light of God to shine. People can see Christ in you. See, and this is why the devil is fighting you and trying to shut you down. But then we watch you and see how resilient you are, and you refuse to quit. I mean, walking in pain. I saw you walking a couple of times. I'm talking, you know what I mean? But you were still walking. You was walking it out. See? And I'm telling you, you are a living legend. You are a living legend. And I am so happy that you are part of this ministry. I am so happy. And you're faithful. I mean, faith every month. I was looking over the books, looking over our tithes and offerings, and I was looking. I said, Brother Reed, don't fail. Brother Reed, don't fail. He don't just come with tithes. He come with offerings. See, and you're just so faithful. You're just so faithful. So we love you. We love you, but let me tell you, we're going to open up the lines and let everybody else say what they want to say. But let me speak for myself this morning. I'm speaking for me and for the ministry. I love you. And your wife know where I'm coming from. She know my heart. She know I'm talking from agape love because I love her too. I love you. I appreciate you. I am so grateful that God sent you. You are a blessing to any ministry. Me and Pastor Joe, glory be to God, we got it going on to have you with us. See? Glory be to God. And very, very, very grateful. Amen. You are a true blue. You remind me of Sister Elder Valerie. You're just true blue. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I feel safe around you. You know, like some people you're around and then they stabbing you in the back. No, I don't feel that with Elder Carte because our relationship has been tested and tried over the years. And I say the same thing about you. I feel safe around you. See, you're not a backstabber. See, and so look, from my heart, amen. I just want to say happy, happy, happy birthday. We're with you. Even when we're not with you, we're still with you. Even when you don't see us, we're with you. You're in my prayers constantly. I pray for all the prayer warriors at least 3 times a day, and that includes you and your family. And so we just want to say from Pastor, Apostle, Dr. Alfreda Bradford, and from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, happy, happy, happy birthday. We pray for the rest of your life, Brother Reed, that every day gets better. Not year to year, birthday to birthday. Every day gets better. Amen. And better and better. And you walk this thing out straight from earth to glory. Hallelujah. And receive your reward, brother, because we know it's a big one. Hey, we know it's a big one. Amen. So I love you. I love you. Amen. So we're going to give you the floor to say what you want to say, then we're gonna give the benediction. And then let me give the benediction. Now I'm gonna let you say what you want to say. Then I'm gonna give the benediction. Then we're gonna open up the floor And then anybody that want to say anything to Brother Tyrone, Deacon-elect, the floor will be yours. Brother Reed, take the floor.
Well, Pastor, I don't know what I can say after hearing all of that. I'm just so blessed to be a part of this wonderful ministry. Everyone of the prayer partners, everyone of the prayer warriors, everyone who's a part of this tabernacle have God in them, and they show it all the time. So I'm just happy to be in a environment where there's just nothing but love. Many of us on many times are in one accord. And you just need to have an environment that you can say it's a safe haven. And when you're down, you know you're going to be lifted up. And whatever you need, you know you can get it. So I'm just truly, truly honored to be a part of this ministry. I love you more than you can imagine, as well as all of my partners. I love everyone, and everyone seemed to love me, and it seemed that the love we have for one another is unconditional. So I'm thanking God for my church family. I'm thanking God for my brothers and sisters. I'm just thanking God that we have a family that is second to none. So I'm happy to be here. And I'm thankful all those wonderful things you have said. I am glad that is what I believe I'm given to the ministry, my true self. And most important, I'm growing. I'm maturing. So what more can you ask for? Thank you, Pastor, for those wonderful words you have just shared with me today.
Amen. You're welcome. And the Holy Spirit just told me I get a benediction after everyone makes their remarks, because we are making this a part of the service. We're making your tribute a part of our service. All right. So I'm opening up the lines on Blog Radio one by one. As I open up your lines, if you desire to say something, speak. And then we open up the lines over here. Amen. So as your lines are open, if you desire to share.
My line is open, and I just want to say happy birthday, Brother Reed, and you are a true man of God. Thank you for your endurance and the things that you do for the body of Christ, not only for the body of Christ, but for people in general. Everything that Pastor Bradford says, that is you. And we do love you, and we know that you are a Christian by your love for each and every one of us, including me. I remember during the time of the pandemic, you seek me out, and you travel all the way from where you were to find me, to make sure that I'm okay and to supply me with provisions. I will never forget that, and I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you and for... thank you for showing love. Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen. Amen, Elder Carty. Amen. Glory be to God. The lines are open, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. Just jump right in. Everybody take a minute. That way everybody can speak. Amen. And to God be praised. free conference line. The calls are open on your end, so you're free to speak also. Okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry. No free line. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Free conference. Wait a minute. Free conference. I apologize. Okay. All right. Now the free conference line is open. Amen. Anybody on that side is open. So
good
I think
morning.
All the lines are open.
Good
morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got about three people coming in at one time. Okay. I hear Sister Joanne. I hear Sister Gwen. I hear somebody else. So we'll take all of you.
It's me.
One at a time.
Good morning. God bless.
Good morning.
Just thank God this morning. God is good. He is good. He is so wonderful. And I just thank God for just listening to the word of the hour this morning and the minute, the moment, and everything else. And it was just awesome. And this is extended to Brother Tyrone Reed, who's a wonderful man of God. And I do touch and agree with you this morning, Pastor Bradford and friend, that everything that you said, I certainly agree, because this is a great man of God. And my scripture always, what I say to my husband or any other man, you know, that I respect and I give honor to, always say a good man steps his order by the Lord. How do a man know his own ways when he don't know the ways of Christ? So I thank you, my dear brother, because you always uplifted me and my family. And when my husband see you, I just love the way y'all just greet each other. And when we go out sometimes, there's so many people that reminds us of you, of the way when they speak. So God bless you with many, 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 many more of everything that he has stored upon your anointed life. So I just thank you. I thank you for this prayer line. I just thank you, and I just love, 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 love. I'm like you. I'm in love with Jesus. I'm in love with love. I'm in love with everything that God put my way. Happy, happy birthday. God bless you and everyone else on the line. God loves you. So do I.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Gwen. Amen. I think I heard our Sister Joanne and our Sister Hattie. The floor is open.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. God be to glory. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Good morning, everyone. God be to glory. Thank God for this day. Thank God for you guys, too. Good morning, Pastor. God bless.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Tyrone, I love you. I love your spirit. I love that you're a man of God. I love how you hang in there with different people. You endured a lot in your life. And I see where you get it from. I see where you get it from your dad, because they spoke a lot of good things about your father. So the
mm-hmm.
apple don't fall too far from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I love your spirit, as I said. When I think about you, I think about my grandson, because you and Tyreek was the only man in Life for Jesus Kingdom ministry. And mm-hmm. I remember you coming in, doing what you had to do for us, and your love for us. And when you said, my prayer partners, I love my prayer partners. So we love you, too. We thank you for all that you do. And thank you for your wife for allowing you to be the man that you are in the body of Christ. And she doesn't hinder you. I thank God for that. That's wonderful, Tyrone. And I just love you from the time that I met you. You're a sweet man, dedicated man. And I love how you love Pastor Bradford. You know, there's mm-hmm. nothing you would not do for her or us if it's in the mm-hmm. power that God gives to you to do for us. So I just thank you for being that man of being around us, all the women
mm-hmm.
in Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. And I just thank God for you. Thank you very much. God bless you with many, many more birthdays. I pray to God you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday and a wonderful day
mm-hmm.
in Jesus' name. Thank you, Brother Tyrone, for all that you do for everyone else and do for Life
Where Jesus came in ministry. Thank you. It's a pleasure knowing you. It's a pleasure meeting you, and it's a pleasure of you being in my life, because I know if I need you, I can call on you, and you would be there for me. Thank you, Brother Tom. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Have a beautiful day.
God bless you. God bless you, Deaconess. Amen. To God be praised. Amen. Minister Joannis.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Giving God praise and honor. Mr. Reed, what can I say about you? I feel so lucky knowing you. I remember the first day I met you down on Broad Street with Cashmere, and you had your little family with you, the babies and your granddaughter, and you could see you're a family man and concerned, compassionate, and you're always there. And you're energetic, and you're faithful, and we can always count on you, and you're such a blessing. And in ways you fill a void, because there's not that many men that are like you. You know, coming up in church, we had deacons and ushers and things, but nowadays it seems so few. And you have all these good qualities. It's just like God just put so many good qualities. He just like gave you an overflow of good qualities. And we're so blessed that you bestow them on us. You fill a void for a lot of those good qualities we don't find in the men like we used to have. And I just appreciate you and love you so much, your family. I love the way you love all of us, and we can rely on you, and that's something else you can't find. And I'm just wishing God's blessings on you, his face will just shine down you, give you extra blessings, healing, whatever you stand in need of. We're going to keep lifting you up, and we're just going to keep praising God for you and thanking you for just being you. It's so natural, and we just love you so much. So God bless you and keep you. It's my prayer. Peace and grace be with you.
There you go. There you go. That grace and peace, Elder Carte. There you go. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Minister Joannis. Amen. Anybody else? Amen. Jump right on in. Amen. Glory be to God. See what we can do in the next 5-10 minutes. Good morning.
Good morning. Prayer line, how y'all doing out there? We're just saying hello and good morning. And we just want to sing a little happy birthday tune for the brother Tyrone. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, brother Tyrone. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God
bless you.
We thank you for the word we heard this morning. May it be enlightening and lifting to everybody's heart and spirit this morning, because it sure has lifted mine a little bit. And I thank you for allowing me just to begin a little bit about Joe Bass. I still can't get that name right, but Joe Bass and his life story and what he was about and who he stood for. And we all stand for the same thing, I believe, today, God, and his goodness and his grace and his mercy and all that he can do for us. So we ask everybody to bless, just everybody to have a blessed day. This is from Brother Richardson, and over here at 5446 Valley Street, and we thank you all. Amen.
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 God bless you, Brother Richardson. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Minister Darlene, the floor is yours.
Amen. Happy birthday, Brother Tyrone. God bless you many, many more. I thank God that he allowed me to enter into your life. I see you are a man of integrity, and you have a good spirit. I say to you, Brother Tyrone, you keep that gift up that God gave you because you operated in it very well. Peace and blessing. May God bless you many, many more years. Happy birthday.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Minister Darlene. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else desire to share? Before we give the benediction, hey, we'll give Brother Reed the last remarks. As a matter of fact, we're going to let him do the benediction today. Amen. Is there anyone else that desires?
Good morning, Pastor Bradford. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Jerome and I would like to wish Brother Tyrone a happy belated birthday. We trust you had a wonderful day, and we ask that God would just continue to bless you, give you the empowerment to prosper, and that you would have many, many more birthdays and just continue to be a blessing, the blessing that you are to so many. God continue to keep you, my brother. Happy belated birthday.
Amen. God bless you, brother and sister Norwood. Amen. God bless, God bless, God bless. Amen. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right. If all hearts and minds are clear, amen. I saw a couple people trying to get in, and I let them in, and then I don't know, the call dropped. And the only thing is after 7 o'clock, they can't call back in. All right, because we programmed for 1 hour. We can talk as long as we want, but after 1 hour, you can't call in. Amen. So we bless God. All right. Amen. Brother Reed, deacon-elect. See, you see why you're deacon-elect? You are deacon-elect. Now, you work in the office of a deacon. Amen. You just need the ordination. Amen. Because you've always been a deacon. You are a deacon. You are the true definition of a deacon. A true definition. Amen. Glory to this ministry. You already has two, our sister Olivia, amen, and our sister, amen, Hattie, and I'm telling you, and when we get you up in there, well, I tell you the truth, we're going to be good to go, good to go. Brother Reed, we want to give you the last remarks, and we're going to ask if you would do the benediction for us on today. We want to thank everybody for your service today, this week. Amen. We love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. God bless you, everybody who has participated in any form or fashion. Amen. Glory be to God. Wait a minute. Hold on. Somebody just chimed in. Who this?
Evangelist, okay, Denise, so, I'm Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, now you're right on time. We was about to do the bow. I opened you up on Block Radio.
Okay.
And then the call. All right. The floor is yours.
Amen.
You're right on time because we're about
Thank
to have
you,
Brother
Apostle.
Reed do the benediction. Amen. The floor is yours.
All right, man. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
I
said, wait a minute. I called the number. I said, the devil is a liar. So I said, let me call the altar of prayer. And so I'm in. So look at God. Thank you, Lord. Because I kept saying, hello, hello. Nobody could hear me for 10 minutes. Praise the Lord. But but I'm in. Brother Lek Tyrone, you're very it's been said. But I want to say it again. You have a heart just like King David, a heart after the Lord, you know, a heart after the Lord, you know. God has put his heart into you, a man after God's heart. Thank you. Devil, you're a liar. You're very compassionate as a man. And I remember, I'm reflecting when Apostle Bradford had that retreat out in that park. Remember, you also, a lot of y'all remember, it was really awesome. We met out there on that ground, and I walked with you and your granddaughter. You said, come on, Denise. So we had to go to Bradford, and then we walked across there. I don't know if you remember. And then you walked, and we went, and you knew the guys at the gate, and the gate wasn't open. I shit it, old shy. And you said, I know them people in there. And they came, and they knew you, and then we went inside this house, and we looked at different artifacts that was in the house. I don't really remember that. I do. And that reminded me how my father, my natural father, used to take me places, and you was outside, and you was talking about the history and all that. And it was very delightful. I don't remember that, but I remember that. And I just thank God when we had the prayer brunch that time, long time ago. I'm talking about your attributes. You're very hospitable. hospitable and kind and many different things. And you have sown into my life and so many different people. And at the prayer bunch, I asked you, you brought men with you? Praise God. And you brought because that's the type of fellowship. But I'm going to go back 20 years real quickly. I know Brother Tyrone. I was in the state. I used to live in Ingersoll Street, and he lived on Thompson Street, and he was a community leader. My sister brought that to my attention, my youngest. She said, Brother Tyrone was in the community. Don't you remember that, Denise? And yes, I do. So I just want to say he's a community activist as well as a man of God. And so in the natural and the spiritual realm, he exemplifies the glory of God. And I give God glory for you, man of God. I would never forget your kindness. We don't forget people's kindness. And Apostle Bradford, real quickly, I know it's Brother Reed's birthday, but I enjoy this man of God when he ministers the word, when he has fellowship, all these attributes of God, the kindness, the meekness. But also, Apostle Bradford, yes, I thought about it for a second. You have been an apostle, because I can't speak for other people. I'm going to speak for Denise, that you have poured into my life from the time I met Nancy. And I was just reflecting. I've been knowing you 10 years, because I met Evangelist Nancy in 2012. And this 2022? Yeah, I counted the years. And so I give God glory. You, yes, you. And I know it's Brother Reed, but I'm just saying, when you said apostle, yes. Apostle is one who has been sent, who teach and edifies one to go out to do the work. That's what you have done for me. That's what you have done for everybody that has encountered you. And I thank you, Valerie Cartier, for that word, because I was a little sad this morning, but I ain't sad no more. I've been encouraged by that word. And Valerie Cartier, I appreciate that word. I'm like Sister Gwen. That word was very, very enlightening to me. Very enlightening to me, because we're one. We ain't no separate churches up in here. I've been an advocate for that for a long time. I love you, Apostle Bradford, and everyone in line. Brother Reed, have the best birthday ever that you ever had. Like Pastor Bradford, you always say this, the best compared to all the rest. I took a little page from you, Apostle Bradford. I pray, Brother Reed, sincerely, this day will be the best birthday you ever had in your whole life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen. We're so happy you were able. You pressed your way in. Amen. Sister Denise. She said, look, I'm going to hang up on this line and call the next line. I love that persistence. Amen. That persistence.
Yes,
I'm going to make it work. I'm not going to quit. Let's do this. I love it. I love it.
Yes,
I love it. That's what I'm all about. That's what I'm all about. And I just love to see that in other people. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, wow, you really got me feeling like Mother Apostle now. Amen. I see me in you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you. Thank God you got it in. All right. We're about to bring Brother Reed up for the last remarks and benedictions. Are we just assuming everybody's straight? Everybody has spoken who desires to speak? All right. Amen. Glory be to God. Brother Reed, the last remarks and the benediction is yours, my brother.
First of all, let me thank God that there's a place like this. Let me thank God that there are people like each and every one of you. Let me thank God that y'all have allowed me to hear, feel, touch, and smell my flowers today. And let me thank God for our holy tabernacle, because there is nothing like it. I want to thank God for everyone who spoke. I want to thank God for the many, many voices that we hear on our prayer line. Let me thank God for my family, my church family, and Sister Catherine, to be adopted by Mother Naomi. It's just something how God put things in your life, just help you be the best that you can be. And each one of you has fulfilled that for me today. But it doesn't just happen today. It happens every day. thank God that when I reach out and don't feel that I'm heard, if I get this, my word. Mm. Sister Joanne with her poetry. Sister Gwen, just my ever-ready battery. And Miss Norwood, we're batting 1,000. There has not been once that I have asked you to pray for me. And immediately I receive an answer. And I just thank God for that. So I think all that can be said has been said in lifting and holding me up for my birthday. So I want to close with, again, stepping back in the past. I'm going to our daily bread back to Sunday, December the 2nd, 2018, and December the 1st, 2018. So Sunday, December the 2nd, 2018, it says, a safe place. And as I mentioned earlier, there's nothing like having a safe haven. So, Father, this day, we are all reaching up to you, praising and thanking you for giving us a safe place. It says that in Psalm 17, verse 1-9, I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. A safe place. God hears us. Father, the world around us can feel threatening, overwhelming, and dangerous. But you give me the peace, strength, and help to know it's okay. God gives us what we need to feel safe, to feel secure, to feel love. And I ask, as we are thanking him and praising him, give thanks. Give God thanks. Give his Son and the Holy Spirit thanks for being your hiding place whenever you need to go hide. And in closing, Saturday, December the 1st, 2018, God hears. And I say, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. For you hear me. Be joyful in hope, patience, and afflictions, and faithful in prayer. And that's Romans 12:9. And once again, he hears, he comforts, he make a place safe for us. And we thank you for that. Let us draw near to God with a strong and sincere heart and with the comments that faith brings. Yes, Lord, with the essence that faith brings. So, God, this day I may be lifted up for my birthday. But you know my heart is with all those families who may have lost a loved one. My heart is with all my young folks who are going through this very difficult time. Painful time.
7:27.
And Father, we just thank you that you are God Almighty, and we love you. So praises be to him and all he does for us. Thank you, Pastor. Thank everyone for this day.
Now unto him who was able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever in the church. Say it, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated,
amen.
Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Everybody have a wonderful,
Lord,
magnificent powerhouse weekend. Go out, get some sunshine, be safe, God be with you, amen, in Jesus' name, till we meet again, amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you this week, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Blessings on blessings on blessings, amen, amen, and amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.